It's Friday, the 17th of October, and it's actually a lovely morning now. Had been raining, obviously, not just drizzle, definitely rain. I can still hear it. Must have only recently stopped because I can still hear drops falling from the trees. So I've been lucky, I've been fortunate to step out at the right time. And the skies are mostly blue, but a lot of white. And I can see the brightness of the sun in the south, but I can't see the sun, it's there. And I think the skies are clear enough, but is it really too low already at this time to see? There you go. Well, at least we'll get some lovely sunrises. Garden's looking... well, I did tidy it. It's bestrewn again, the leaves. But I bought two new brushes the other day. Two big brushes. One a modern nylon bristle and the other traditional. I tend to use traditional, don't like the nylon ones, but I'm trying this one out if it's good for getting in between the mono blocks to clean the moss out as you sweep. So, it's on trial. Yeah, you over there, you're on trial. Remember that. So, this morning, I feel really good. And again, I remember my mantra in the morning when the alarm went off. I got out of bed fairly quickly. I like this. I really like this. If I can just get that. What's the word I'm looking for? Not engraved. On my mind. Ah, heck. No matter. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good physically. I'm feeling good mentally. I'm just generally feeling quite good, actually. That's great. Good is great. Can good be great? Honestly, can it? I mean, is that a contradiction in terms? Should I worry about it? No. There's a blackbird, a cock blackbird down here eating the porridge, and he's not my blackbird. And I'm getting a wee bit concerned that I haven't seen my couple recently. That may just be the wrong time, maybe they've been out and they've missed them. Not happy with this. Anyway. Not going to let him down. Spoke about the garden yesterday, about things turning over. Well, that largesse that I spoke about, it's as if someone flicked a switch. Honestly, it has 2/3 now turned over to those beautiful rustic colours. And yesterday there was only a little bit of it. It's like one of those LED changing lights you get. It just changed so quick, virtually within a day. Bit of sunlight now, Lord, to light it up. It's a lovely morning. It's very mild this morning. And that beautiful freshness that you get when things are wet. Smell the air. The trees in the park now are pretty bare. Good thing is I have the Scots pines. which will remain evergreen. And still let loads of light through. Aye, aye. Lovely morning. I do believe, yes they are, I can see them. That's the starlings up at the top of the big Leylandii conifer. But it only looks like a handful, unless some more are inside. And they usually gather here at this time of the year and then fly off to wherever they're going to feed. But it's just dwindling and dwindling. Numbers are falling rapidly. What a shame. I don't know what's going on because traditionally our starlings, which were in the multitudes, having said that, now wait a minute, I'm not going to contradict myself. Where was I? Yes, I was at the small farm yesterday. Up at Maggie's, a small chore for her, and there were hundreds of starlings on the big power lines that pass through the fields. Hundreds of them. So that's good news. Now I remember. So basically, it's a more rural collections that seem to be dwindling, because I used to get about 40 or 50 in that big tree, and now it's down your handful, unless it picks up. So yeah, good to see them, but I do miss them. They're real characters of the bird world. Yeah, I forgot I was at Maggie's yesterday. Talking to her about putting food out for the fox. Taking in stray cats. She had 12 at one time. And how she used to get the vets to cremate them, and £85 a time to cremate a cat. Oh my God. And she's on her own, basically. Oh, of course, she has friends and family that come about, but she's on her own with her cats. And she didn't realise she would be allowed to bury them on her own land, so she was paying £85 to the vet each time one had to be put away. Now she buries them in their own wee burial plot in the corner of her big garden at the back. She's got a cat cemetery. Isn't that nice, you know? She loves them so much that, mind you, she'll be saving a fortune as well. But she loves them so much that she doesn't shove them in a carrier bag and bury them anywhere. I mean, she's actually created a wee mini cat cemetery. You know, it was wonderful too, was I said I love going up to the farms, but Maggie's isn't a farm, it's just old steadings now. We were standing at her, well, she has a window faces south and a window faces west in her kitchen. Typical farm kitchen, you know, big with a big dining table in it. We're looking out one window and about 30 yards away. No, less than that, actually. The cows were at the feeder in the field. And they were all looking across to Maggie's house. And I found out that she is very good to them and looks after them and goes over and gives their head a wee rub and gives them a wee treat. And she didn't say what treat she gives them. And out the back window was a large bull and a few of the big cows. And it just, I thought, this is what I want. But only I want it to be beside the sea as well. No, it was just wonderful to be there. Oh my goodness, I need to get a place like that. And something nice. Oh. One could dream. And I asked her how she copes with being single, you know, and living in the place on her own. I didn't ask her personal details about why she's on her own or anything like that. She says she loves it. It's the only thing I've got to worry about is me feeding myself and feeding my cats. That's it. And I thought, well, it's a good way of looking at life. I have to try and find my blackbird pair. They've got to be there somewhere. They've just got to be. But they're not like dogs or cats. You can't call on them. Wouldn't that be great? You're calling your garden residents. Well, in Colin Card, they understand this food.